Oyster growers want to force the State Department of Ecology to allow the use of pesticides in Willapa Bay and Grace Harbor. A bill is before the state legislature that would require the agency to grant permits to control burrowing shrimp. More from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Ecology rejected the permits for use of a controversial neurotoxin called imidacloprid last April, saying new science showed too much risk. Oyster growers appealed that decision, and a hearing before the State Pollution Control Board is set for this fall. But the growers say they need to spray this summer. Several of them testified in favor of the bill, saying in 3 years they've lost as much as 60% of their acreage to the shrimp, which can turn commercial beds into quicksand. Ken Weigart, president of the Willapa Grace Harbor Oyster Growers Association, said they're asking to spray on less than 1% of their tidelands.
Many groups, such as Washington Department of Natural Resources, are diligently working to find a solution to this dire situation. But in the meantime, I'm watching almost 150 years of my family's history sink in the mud right before my eyes.
Opponents of the bill voice their concerns about the potential effects of this neurotoxin, hurting everything from crabs and salmon to birds and orcas. Others said overturning Ecology's decision would set a bad precedent. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.